Let's start here.
I think there are two types of women in the workforce. I think there are women who want to mentor other women, and yeah. I think there are women who feel like, I paid every single one of my dues to get here, and you're going to do the same thing.
Pretty much every publication is covering women. So many of the huge stories that are happening right now are related to women and often women in the workforce.
Have you found success with your company, in other words?
Yes. We just recently successfully raised $7.2 million in a token sale. And blockchain and healthcare, it's cutting edge of technology.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. Our first podcast this week is a podcast by women, for women, and about money. The Her Money podcast from financial advisor Gene Chotsky is a financial advice podcast geared towards providing women with spending and saving strategies to live comfortable and worry-free. Chotsky's worked as a financial advisor for such places as The Wall Street Journal, The Today Show, and Oprah, hosts weekly celebrity guests, authors, and financial experts to discuss advice for the unique financial challenges that women face. Jean and her guests lead women step by step in a frank, funny, and compassionate way towards achieving their financial goals. And whether you're a single mother, the breadwinner, or just a woman trying to get your finances in order, the ladies of Her Money podcast have all the guidance you need towards a brighter fiscal future. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Her Money featuring today's show co-host Hoda Kotb titled, Write Your Own Rules and Find Your Own Joy. Jean and Hoda come to you from New York to talk about the hidden financial stressors behind painful points of her life, including her struggle with cancer, divorce, and her decision about the future with children. And as with every episode, Jean provides some financial tips this week on credit cards and credit scores, as well as how to donate to ensure your money is going to the right place. Here, Hoda and Jean discuss NBC executive Bonnie Hammer, an exemplary model of a woman commanding her workforce in a positive, constructive way.
I wonder if is it the person? Like, do you think it's because there are certain people with certain management styles that you were attracted to? Or
I think there are two types of women in the workforce. I think there are women who want to mentor other women. And yeah. I think there are women who feel like, I paid every single one of my dues to get here, and you're going to do the same thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you walk through the snow yeah. for 5 miles to school.
Because I did.
You know who I think stands out as a leader in that world? I don't know if you've met her, Bonnie Hammer. She heads up so much of NBC.
Yeah.
She is one of those people who is a mentor. She is in charge. She is empathetic. She is opinionated. She listens, but she knows what she wants. And people are dying to work for her because she's all of that. She's the kind of person who will give her seat up to a person on her team just so they have a place to sit. But everybody knows who's driving the bus, and it's Bonnie. And I think there are certain people's management styles who I just fall for. I think, wow, yeah. I would love to work for that.
I don't know her, but I'm going to make a point to meet her.
By the way, you're like her.
That was Her Money with Gene Chotsky. You can check it out on WVXU's Podcast Central for fiscal advice, smart spending strategies, and life guidance in general. That's Her Money every week on Podcast Central. Next, we have a podcast about women who are making their mark on the world. Girl Boss Radio with host Sophia Amoruso is a podcast dedicated to boundary-pushing women who've redefined what it means to be successful. Through honest interviews with exceptional women who are shaking up their fields, Girl Boss Radio delivers lessons and advice learned through a life of experience. The podcast focuses on sending women exactly what they need to hear, empowering listeners to reconsider their place in the world and challenge the status quo. The guests of Girl Boss Radio provide models for women everywhere, examples of what it means to push the limits of what can be accomplished by headstrong women. The interviews are sometimes hilarious, sometimes touching, but always impactful. Here's a clip from the most recent episode of Girl Boss Radio titled, "This Woman Has Access to the Most Powerful Women in the World." The episode features Kristen Bellstrom, co-editor of Fortune Magazine's hugely popular newsletter, The Broadsheet. It's a newsletter that covers the daily news of the world's most powerful women, and Kristen joins the podcast to discuss what it's like to deliver positive news to millions of readers every week. Sophia and Kristen consider career paths for women, the persistent lack of female CEOs, and the nebulous definition of career success. Here, Sophia and Kristen talk about Kristen's history covering women outside of women-focused magazines.
So you've almost exclusively worked outside of women's magazines, which seems like it's relatively hard to do unless you're doing like really serious reporting. Yeah, like being in-house at a magazine, like there's just so many more women's publications than.
I think that's true. And I also think that until pretty recently, if you were interested in writing about women, that was kind of the only way to go. You know, now pretty much every publication is covering women. And so many of the huge stories that are happening right now are related to women and often women in the workforce. So you're seeing, I think, basically every news outlet staffing up and thinking about, you know, coverage of gender and women in the workforce as really important issues and things that they should be covering. But to me, that feels very new. That kind of didn't really feel like it existed when I first started. And now I feel like it feels like one of the hottest areas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am one of the, 40% open rate? I'm like one of the 40% of your daily openers of the broadsheet. And it's such a resource for anybody. I mean, women and men. I've forwarded it to my boyfriend and I hope he subscribed, but it's something that everybody should be reading. But and I want to talk more about what you're doing at Fortune and the broadsheet, but I want to go back to your college days. Did you work during college?
I worked in the summers. I was very lucky to not have to work during the school year. But in the summer, I mean, you know, one thing that I would do differently if I could do it again is I'd probably intern more and do more, you know, try to take advantage of things related to maybe where my career would go. But really, I was just making money. So I did a lot of waitressing primarily, which I mean, more power to people that are good waitresses. That's yet another thing that I was not great at and removed from my list of possible career options. But that's usually how I spent my time when I wasn't actually in classes.
A short sample of Girl Boss Radio with host Sophia Armaruso. Learn more about remarkable women who are reshaping the world and the lessons they have to offer with Girl Boss Radio, available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast this week is, in essence, a local version of Girl Boss Radio. It's called The Beehive, and it's hosted by Elisa Ivory Smith. Recently featured as one of Cincinnati's top five local podcasts, The Beehive is a weekly interview podcast by women for women. Each week, Smith meets with female entrepreneurs, designers, and innovators to extract advice to help aspiring small business women learn from others. She asks about their business philosophies, strategies they've used, and most important advice for women attempting to enter the business world. The podcast really makes business feel like more of a collaborative effort than a competition. And in an entrepreneurial world, sometimes a little help is all you need. Here's a sample from an episode of the Beehive podcast featuring entrepreneur Chrissa McFarlane. Chris is changing the world of healthcare with her app Patientory, which connects patients to their doctors, healthcare providers, and a community of individuals with similar health issues. Her company was recently ranked a top 5 app for empowering patients and streamlining how healthcare is administered. Here, Alisa and Krissa discuss the history of Patientory and what led Krissa to create the now popular service.
Yeah, so I've been in the health industry for over 10 years. I started out doing research at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, then did research with USDA. Definitely wanted to be more on the hands-on community business aspect of healthcare. So I went to business school and consulted for health IT companies and found my way in the startup world, which is how I got the idea to start Patientory. My last experience was for a digital healthcare startup that focused on telemedicine. And one of our biggest problems was getting access to patient information. You know, I saw the need and decided to start the company.
Can you tell us more about your background?
You know, I grew up in New York City. I went to a specialized high school that was focused on science and mathematics. Around 20,000 students take an exam to get in. So my background was always in the sciences. I wanted to go into medicine, which is why I did a lot of research, laboratory research. But I felt I was more aligned in the business field, which is why I decided to go to business school. I felt the research really equipped me for what I'm doing now, especially building a technology that's never been used in the industry before.
It sounds as if you had a hypothesis as far as there being a need. Have you found that that truly was a need? Have you found success with your company, in other words?
Yes. We just recently successfully raised $7.2 million in a token sale. And blockchain and healthcare, it's cutting edge of technology that it is really poised to solve a lot of healthcare's inadequacies.
That was a short sample from the Beehive Podcast with Alisa Ivory-Smith, bringing you the latest innovations from women in business. It's available now through WVXU's Podcast Central. To the Apple Podcast Charts we go for our weekly look at the chart toppers, movers, and shakers via iTunescharts.net. Let's take a look at some recent number ones on the charts. And as we mentioned last week, the J.J. Redick podcast featuring the Philadelphia 76er hit the charts hard with a slam dunk to number one in 2 days. Since then, two other podcasts of note have hit number one. First, What Really Happened? Podcast hosted and produced by documentary filmmaker Andrew Jenks aims to do what other great podcasts like Revisionist History and 30 for 30 do so well, reveal the true backstory of a widely known event or thing. Things like the surprising 1981 tale of how Muhammad Ali rescued a suicidal war vet. Our other recent number one is Tribe of Mentors. It's a short-form podcast series from Tim Ferriss, one of Fast Company's most innovative business people, an early investor in Uber, Facebook, Twitter, Shopify, Alibaba, and 50 other companies. The show highlights short life advice from the best in the world. All recent number ones from the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.